We're going to India next, to the state of Odisha in the east of the country, where 275 people were killed and more than 800 injured in a crash on Friday between two passenger trains and a goods train. India's Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw and Southeastern Railway say they believe a signalling problem led to the crash. Rescue efforts have ended, but 3 hours' drive away from the accident site, frantic efforts are continuing at a hospital in Cuttack to cope with the injured. Reporter Shalu Yadav joins us now from Delhi. Shalu, thank you very much for taking our call this afternoon. Is it any clearer now what happened on Friday?
Well, Gavin, India's railway minister has hinted that a signal failure is the likely cause that led to this disaster. He said that the change in electronic interlocking could have led to the derailment of the train. He even said that the cause and the people responsible for the crash have also been identified, but he stopped short of giving their details. And now officials say that both trains had approached Balasore district station under a green signal, indicating that it was safe. But it went horribly wrong, as we've all seen. Prime Minister Narendra Modi visited the crash site on Saturday and said that the government is taking this accident extremely seriously and that the culprit will not be spared. Now, this government has spent billions of dollars in recent years to modernize the railway network, which is, one of the largest in the world. But serious questions are being raised on Indian Railways' safety standards as it ferries millions of people around the country every day. And it remains the lifeline of people here, Gavin.
A huge number of people lost their lives. What's known about the people who were killed, Shalu?
Well, most of the people who were killed were the ones in the general class, or the sleeper class, as it's called here, which usually remains packed with people from poorer backgrounds as the tickets are cheaper for those carriages. Now, there have been some really harrowing accounts that are coming in from the crash sites, from the survivors who seem to be still processing the shock. Victims have shared stories of how some of them pulled their loved ones out of the twisted wreckage with their bare hands. Some were traveling with their families who are now separated, and many have no idea where their loved ones are. I mean, if they're alive or, taken to other hospitals. A school close to the site of the crash had been turned into a morgue, in fact, where many bodies still remain unidentified and unclaimed. And some are not even recognizable because of the nature of the injuries on those bodies. But people have been going around with photographs of their loved ones at the hospitals and the morgue. You know, someone in search of their son, their daughter, mother, father or wife.
Shalu Yadav in Delhi, thank you very much for speaking with us this lunchtime. More on this week after this break.